My name is Jill Coyle, and from years of experience as a divorce attorney, I know for a fact that no one dies from divorce. The experts and I are here to show you how to not only survive, but thrive during the most difficult times. Welcome to another episode of No One Dies from Divorce. This is our celebrity edition with my fabulous coworker, Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm happy to be here, Jill.
This is Samantha's first time on the show, guys. We're really excited. We're going to be talking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye, or formerly known as Kanye, now known as Ye. Just Ye. And we're going to be talking because a lot of people have been like, because their divorce was just settled and he has to pay $200,000 a month in child support. And so there's just a lot of chatter on both sides of the aisle of whether you believe in whatever in divorce. And this is just going to be a fun topic to talk about. So I'm going to introduce Samantha. So Samantha is an associate here at Coyle Law. She's a senior associate. Even though she's new to practicing in Utah, she's been practicing for years down in Houston, Texas. So she's a native Texan. She received her Bachelor's of Arts degree in English Literature from Baylor in Waco, not too far from my house, and her Doctor of Jurisprudence from South Texas College of Law in Houston. Samantha's practice encompasses the representation of diverse client base and the resolution of complex legal disputes, which is why she fits in COIL law just perfectly. Her practice covers various family law legal issues, including child support, divorce, adoptions, and child support enforcement. Samantha fervently tries cases to verdict in state court, the bench, and juries. Samantha practiced family law in Texas for over a decade, then moved to Utah in 2021. Samantha has practiced family law in Utah since 2021. She currently serves clients in both Texas and Utah. And she believes that paying it forward is the only way to be successful in life, and that giving back to the community is fundamental to making a difference. She is a member of the State Bar of Texas and Utah State Bar. She's also a proud member of the South Texas College of Law Houston Alumni Association Board of Directors, Texas Children's Commission Parent Resource Workgroup, and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. When Samantha isn't advocating for her clients, she is cheering on her husband's football team. That's amazing. You are amazing. I love you. I am excited to do this podcast with you. So,
Jill, I have a question for you, though. When we get started talking about Ye, would you take on Kanye West as a client?
And that is an equivocally no. And this is the reason why.
Okay.
In my career, back in the day, I used to take on clients that needed a divorce attorney after they had gone through several bad divorce attorneys. Right. Because I just felt like you've just gone through really bad attorneys. But as I've grown my practice and as I have become the Jill Coyle of Utah and we are who we are now, I realize it's usually not necessarily the attorney, it's the client. And if that, you know, attorney or client has gone through that many divorce attorneys and couldn't be helped.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with you because you're just going to be a nuisance to me. I don't perform magic. So, even though it would be tempting because I would love to be the divorce attorney that finally said, I divorce Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. I think I would have to put my foot down and say, no, he's a horrible client.
I agree with you. But I think that I would not take his case for similar, but yet a different reason.
Okay.
Because We've dealt with difficult clients before, but my issue would be Kanye is a loose cannon. And not only will you have to withdraw from the case, but then he could very well just decide to bash your name. And you don't really, you know, as an attorney, we don't really get to defend ourselves against certain things the way that we would like to. So sometimes clients can say things, or ex-clients that just aren't true, you know? And it's like, we can't say that you didn't pay your bill. That's why we left your case. Like, exactly. We can't say that, right? So I would just be worried that Kanye would have one of his late night rantings and just go completely off script and try to ruin your practice. Like,
he went through five attorneys.
Yeah.
I researched this a little bit, and he went through some of the most powerful and famous divorce attorneys in California. So, I mean, he and every single one of them, you know, that when they withdrew, they just said because of, you know, conflictual, but you all knew it was because Kanye wasn't listening to their freaking advice. I mean, they hired a multi-billion dollar PR company along with their divorce to deal with this, you know, and you know, they were telling him what to say and like what to do. And then he would go off and do the most horrific things on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, as a divorce lawyer, if your client was going on Facebook and Instagram and ranting about not being invited to the birthday party, right? Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? I imagine that anytime his lawyers looked online with Kanye said this, it was like, okay, like, we got to get rid of this kid. Like, he's just not following the rules.
It's so many times that he put something on Instagram or tweeted. I mean, it started poorly from the very, very beginning when, if you remember that, I mean, this divorce been going on like, what, 3 years? He unfriended Kim from Instagram.
Yeah.
Just that small thing. I mean, just like blew up like this problem. So like, and you know, his divorce attorney was like, you know, we're not going, don't do anything like that. We're not going to publicly lambast him. Like when you have that many, how many followers does he have on Instagram? I'm going to look up.
I have no idea.
It's so many. When you have that much influence, like, you got to be very, very careful, and you got to listen to the people that you're paying millions of dollars for.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't. And you could just see that. So as a divorce attorney, I would have just been like, hit my head. And you know that he wasn't getting information to his divorce attorneys, because that was a problem. He wasn't getting them documents that they needed.
Right.
The only reason why they were able to finalize this divorce is because he was court ordered to bring documents to a mediation to be able to resolve it. And so you just, it's just stuff like that. Like,
he skipped the deposition. He skipped his deposition. Like, but you know what I did find interesting? He never really fought for custody, which I thought was very out of character, considering the allegations that he was making. He came and attacked the entire family, the Kardashian clan, right?
Chris runs the joint. He said,
yeah,
that.
Chris,
like,
Chris runs the joint. Here. Yeah. She's the media mogul. She's running everything. But he never fought for custody. And I thought that was so interesting, because I thought, out of anyone on this planet, he would have drugged this out trying to get custody of his kids.
And that was the whole thing that baffled me when we were talking about this a year ago, is this divorce shouldn't be hard. He's not fighting for custody, and they have a prenup. So I was like, what are we doing here? But he just refused to comply. And, you know, we've seen this in our career when the other side just won't do what they need to do, and how hard it is to finally get this case to trial and get a judge to finally divorce you. It's just aggravating to no end. And he missed his deposition, which they then rescheduled to November 29th. And then we find out that on November 29th, they announced that they've signed an agreement. And I pretty much think it was like, Kanye, if you don't sign this, like, the judge is going to throw you in jail. Like, I think that's it. There was something behind that Kanye was like, fine, I'm just going to sign this, which I want to talk about this, because their agreement happened on November 29th. I'm sure they had been working on it for years, like back and forth a little bit, maybe. But they stipulated to joint legal custody, even though Kim got 85% of the time. I mean, Kanye is going to get basically minimum time, or what we say is minimum time here in Utah. And then he'll pay her $200,000 a month in child support.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where everybody was like, "Wow, that's so much money. She makes so much money." But we're going to talk about that. He also has to pay half the kids' educational and security costs, which I've never heard that. I was a little surprised by that. So, and then they both waived spousal support, which was because of their prenup. You didn't think any of that was going to happen. So I want to break this down, divorce attorney to divorce attorney. Like, what was your initial reaction when you heard $200,000 a month?
I thought that was pretty like fair, considering, I mean, we have to remember these aren't regular children. Like, these are not, these are kids who are flying to Bali for the week with their mom and their nanny as mom does a photo shoot, or dad just decides he wants to go to Milan for fashion week, you know, and take the kids. So, and these are both people with private planes, like not those little like sharecropper, you know, duster planes. These are like huge jets and things. And so I wasn't really that shocked by how much he had to pay. I honestly thought that they wouldn't have done child support and just split each other's, like just split the cost down the middle. But I wasn't surprised by the amount. And I've done like NBA player agreements before, and security is actually pretty common.
It's interesting. I had never heard that. I mean, it made sense, but I, in my mind, thought that it would be kind of brought into the $200,000 a month child support. But I wasn't surprised either, Samantha, with the $200,000 number, because Kanye makes so much money and he's still on the top of his game. Kim Kardashian makes a lot of money too, but you have to remember that if you don't share 50-50 custody, the higher earner is going to be paying child support to that other spouse, even if that other spouse makes more money. So,
right.
So, you know, she has, again, they call it joint physical custody, but in Utah it would be sole legal or sole physical custody, and it would be on a calculator where you'd be getting more money. So I wasn't really surprised about that. But in October, if y'all remember, Kanye got in huge trouble because, again, he can't keep his mouth shut. His PR team just absolutely must like want to just like hit their head.
We'll just have to lift them up in prayer, because I could not.
Oh my gosh.
His team is working daily to try to keep whatever he's got afloat at this point.
Yeah. Because he went on that podcast and he made anti-Semitic remarks, which shocked everybody. And he's done it before and gotten a lot of criticism, but this was now like when there's just no toleration for it, and people just demanded cancel Kanye. And his biggest moneymaker, the sponsors of his Yeezys, that's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Adidas canceled him. I mean, they canceled his contract. And I didn't know this, that his Adidas owns the patent to the design of Yeezys.
Yeah.
And he just owned the name. He was like the brand endorsement. And so when they canceled him, they were like, "We don't have to make Yeezys anymore, but we can still make, you know, whatever they're going to," they haven't announced what they're going to rename it, or if it's just going to become an Adidas shoe. Did you know that?
Well, I only knew it after they canceled him and they were like, we're just going to release the shoes without his name on them. And so I was like, oh, wait. But I kind of felt like that was intentional. I don't know, because I feel like Kanye complained a lot about his Adidas deal and trying to get out of it. And so I don't know if he did that to intentionally get out of the Adidas deal or not.
But it makes no sense because, I mean, he made a comment like a few weeks before this all went down about how Adidas couldn't cut him because they depend on him, because Adidas is losing millions from the deal, from the split. But, you know, and of course, Kanye can go over to whoever he walked into Skechers headquarters, like after this happened, it was like, I demand to meet with you. And they were like, get out of our building.
Yeah. No dice. Get out.
And he can, you know, technically take the name Yeezy, but the shoe patent and what they are is with Adidas. So he's good. Anyways, he lost how many other endorsement deals that week?
Yeah. He lost it wasn't Balenciaga. It was some other deal. Then he had the Gap. Then he lost Adidas. Like, he lost like five different things, but who knows? I'm surprised that he didn't have supervised visitation. I was very surprised by that, because I just thought, considering his behaviors and his sporadic attitudes towards everything, I know that some of that doesn't speak to parenting, but I just wonder if he's well enough to censor himself in front of these children.
You know, we didn't get to see the entire agreement, but I would not, first of all, he is supervised at all times. There are, like, I don't even know if he goes to the bathroom by himself. Like, he has security. And I know Kim knows a lot of those people. And so she probably has a trusting relationship. I am also going to guess that they have a nanny, that goes back and forth maybe, or that she, you know, she was part of the hiring of his nanny. So, I'm going to guess that that's a lot of it. Like, it was a, we don't need to call it supervised because it's already supervised. He can't go anywhere without anybody knowing either. Right.
I think that, but he has spoken publicly that he does not like the nannies keeping his kids. So I don't know if that's just for show or if he's like trying to be dad of the year.
I don't know. The thing is that you don't see a lot of the content of him with his kids.
Right.
Like last 6 months, like I don't know. I mean, I don't follow him on social media anymore. I you know, wanted to put up a stance that I don't support what he does, but like I follow, you know, I'm just up with trends because I like to talk about it and gossip about it, but I just haven't seen anything that shows that he's been with his kids recently.
Right.
Concerning to me. I'm like, you say that your kids are the most important thing in the world, that you don't want nannies to be raising them, but then where are you?
But they live like across the street from each other. So from Kim. So I just think, like, I honestly think he's one of the parents who don't throw tomatoes, but one of the parents who always wants all this time and says how unfair things are, but probably does not exercise the time that they're given.
Yeah.
Like, he reminds me of what I call like Disneyland dad, where he's gonna show up when it's fun stuff. Like, I watch the Kardashians, it's my guilty pleasure. And, you know, don't tell anyone, but like one episode, Kanye just decided he wanted the kids to go to school with an actual fire truck. So he paid for a real fire truck to come to the house to take the children to school, which sounds cool, right? But I just think on a daily, like, did you communicate with Kim about this, or did she just wake up and there's like a fire truck in her yard and it's right. like, I'm going to take the kids to school today in a yeah. fire truck?
Well, and he's like not a supportive co-parent either. Like throughout their divorce, Kim Kardashian started dating Pete Davidson, which I have a whole rant about that. I'm like, why is Pete Davidson dating like the most like beautiful, like successful women in the world? I right. just, I don't get it. But so
they have an off-camera comment for that. We'll talk about that later. But that's what I've heard some things.
But that's silly because Kim Kardashian does not need like a well-hung man, you know, like like come on. But
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. I mean,
did she just want to see if the rumors were true? Like come
I think so, you know. Because Kim Kardashian's hands isn't clean in this either now.
No.
Let's be real. Like, everyone is looking at Kanye. But from a family lawyer's perspective, too soon to be introducing people to your kids. Like, both of them just hit the ground running with these very public, open, weird relationships. Like, him getting your kids tattooed on him. Like, what was that even about? Like, that was just the strangest thing to me.
Like, I didn't understand it. And it's Pete Davidson. Like, he correct. Already has his own like mental health problems. And like, yeah. I don't know. I agree. Like, why did you need to bring this big, very, very public figure so publicly out when you know you have a mentally fragile ex that's yeah. like stalking you and like really, you know, and then Kanye like comes back and like publicly does all that crap about Pete, which yeah. in my mind is like not fair to Pete because we know Pete suffers with mental health and drug addiction. And I'm like, that was exactly the stressful situation he needed to not be in to stay clean and sober and right. you know, take care of him. I was like, oh geez.
But he was doing good. Too much too. So he was, in my opinion, he was doing the most. I don't think that he deserved the treatment that he got from Kanye, but I also think like you are well aware that this is this man's wife and that he has his opinions, and maybe just relaxing on being so public with his children when he is already having issues with seeing his kids, even if it's self-brought on, like you should just take a back seat, honey. Like you just got to the party. Like,
yeah.
Sit in the back seat, eat some popcorn, and don't say a word. Like, you just focus on your comedy, which I don't really even understand why he's famous, because I don't really think he's that funny.
He was just put into dumb skits and could make dumb yeah. jokes on Saturday Night Live. I agree. It's a very specific character, and yeah, it's funny, but like it gets old because it doesn't change. Like, he's not very good at playing many different characters than the character that he is. So that's what I'm saying. And now he's, you know, dating Ella Rada or whatever her name is. And I'm just like, I did a whole rant on Instagram and people were like, oh, funny guys are great. And I'm like, no. Why is he getting Kim Kardashian?
I mean, perfect rebound guy. It stands the course. Still better than Kanye and Julia Fox or whoever he was with, because that was just very random.
Did he use her, though? Like, did she know what she was doing when she wore that t-shirt? Like, it didn't make sense to me.
Julia like, Fox is a strange, strange woman.
Okay. A lot of these, you know, celebrities that are very, you know, influencers and, you know, have to stay relevant on the internet. I mean, like bad publicity is good publicity. So maybe she just knew it was her like 5 minutes of fame, and oh man, it was her 5 minutes of fame. But I looked at her and I'm like, dude, it's okay for Kanye to be crazy. Everybody kind of expect it's not okay for him to be crazy, right. But but people kind of expect that. But for you to do that, to support that, made no logical sense to me.
Well, she came out and made a statement about she was trying to get Kanye's focus off of Kim. And so she kind of made it seem like this was her calling in life or her purpose to date Kanye so that Kim could have peace.
And wear White Lives Matter shirts. So weird.
I have no idea where Kanye is with that. One minute he's ranting about being a Black man and his children are Black and his kids are being treated as non-Black children or raised as non-Black children. And then you have White Lives Matter shirts. You come out with these anti-Semitic comments. And it's like, as a brown individual, like, we don't have beef with the Jewish community, okay? Like, you speak for yourself, Kanye. Like, yeah. This is some stuff you have created in your brain for whatever reason. But well, I don't understand the logic.
Well, I wasn't really thinking that we'd go here on this podcast, but I really do want to talk about it. I think that Kanye, if you look at like his history of becoming famous and where he came from, and then, you know, his mom tragically dying in Brazil. I honestly think that he has so much trauma that he's never dealt with. And so he is like, it's almost like I feel like he's a child seeking attention. Like he'll just say and do anything to get the parents' attention kind of thing. And it doesn't make sense because yeah. I don't know why he all of a sudden is the leader of MAGA or whatever. I don't understand them. I don't understand why back in the beginning he did talk a lot about the oppression of his race and you felt like he could be a really good leader and supporter of that and helping other Black kids that, you know, feel alone or, he could be the beacon of hope to realize, hey, you know, dreams do come true kind of thing. Like I am the American dream. I don't know. So you look at like, I'm old enough now that I've seen the history of Kanye, like, when he became relevant to now. And I'm like, I don't get you. I don't think you know what you want. I think that you're just saying what you need to say to stay relevant. What's your thoughts on that? Am I totally off base?
I think that Kanye cares about Kanye. And I don't think that he cares about anything but himself. And I think that he uses whatever he needs to use to get whatever he wants or to say whatever he wants out into the universe. Like, I don't think he's pro-Black. I don't think he's pro-white. I think he's pro-Kanye. And for example, he says he's running for the presidency, right? And he ran last time.
He was on the ballot in Utah because Utah allowed it.
Okay. And he was on it. But when he talks, Kanye has never mentioned anything he wanted to do for the American people. He has only talked about experiences that he has had and how he would like it. And I think the whole thing is just now that Donald Trump told him that he'll never win. It's never going to happen. You're coming from somebody who is from the South Side of Chicago and is now a billionaire. So telling him that he's not going to be able to do something is only going to fuel his fire. But it's only just to prove to himself that he can do it. It has nothing to do with any causes. Kanye's cause is about Kanye. Mm-hmm. And I do think that the loss of his mother has affected him. But I think looking back at the old videos and documentaries that Kanye has always said some weird stuff. Like, he's always been a weirdo. And it's okay to be a weirdo, but I think, like, I can say that, you know, we all thought it was a good thing when he was like, George Bush doesn't care about Black people. But those were signs then that he's just saying stuff. Like, he's just throwing stuff out there. And it just became more and more insane with the comments, and more just off filter and just out of left field, that now it's like, oh, Kanye is losing his mind. Let's have an honest conversation, people. Kanye has been losing his mind for a very long time.
I agree. Well, and when Kim Kardashian and him started dating, I was like, perfect. Two narcissists, two people that have probably histrionic and grandiose personality disorders. I'm like, and that's actually really popular in Hollywood. I mean, that yeah. To be an actor, you have to have probably some sort of kind of personality disorder, because nobody would take the hate that you have to take to be like a public figure like that, unless you kind of had just a false belief of how amazing you were.
Yeah.
But so when they started dating, I was like, okay, this is great. What I was shocked about is the fact that they had four kids. And in a short time, I mean, 8 years old, right? She's West is eight. I was like, what? Why do they want so many kids? I don't understand it.
You keep having kids with this madman, Kim. Like, but I will say that I was shocked a bit. I think that having kids gave Kim more depth than I thought she had. I will be honest with that, because Kim is always just about looks and how things appear. And she is playing lawyer, which is great. She's done a lot of great work. I don't understand why she just doesn't go to college and go to law school, but that's just my opinion. But I guess why do it if you don't have to? But I do think that it is very strange for them to have had so many children with someone that she now claims she covered up so much, she put up with so much, she dealt with so much. And it's like, honey, you are not, you know, a stay-at-home wife. You could leave at any time. Like, mm-hmm. You can pack your bags and be done, like you did. So I didn't understand that. But
well, and not only that, so she had the first two naturally. She actually carried them.
Yeah.
Which is great. But then the last two, she did it with a surrogate, which that's become a really popular thing in Hollywood now, for these celebrities to do, you know, babies by surrogacy. And, cause they don't want their bodies to get messed up. But I was just shocked. I was like, why do more that way? Like, you already have your two. And Kanye was super busy and gone all the time, and she was super busy. I admit I haven't watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's not kind of my thing, but I just read a lot about her. I love Kim in a lot of ways as just a female woman, like somebody that has taken, you know, really bad experience and turned it into an opportunity. That's what Kim did. I mean, she became famous because skeezy boyfriend took a sex tape and put it out for the world to see. Like,
allegedly, because Kris Jenner had her little hands in that pot.
You know, either way, it's like taking something that's really horrible and embarrassing and becoming famous that way. But what she's been able to do to overcome that, to become this multi-million-dollar mogul, I think it's cool. I don't want my daughters ever believing that she's real or that that's what they should achieve. I think she is like the epitome of girls feeling shitty about themselves because she looks like that. And you know, it's not because she looks like that.
Yeah.
Naturally. But some of the things and her going to law school, I really do think that that was a choice of, I want to make my dad proud. You know, she's really big on advocating for these death row inmates. And she really wanted to be more prevalent in the arguments in the room in Congress. And I love that. So good on you, Kim. So I agree with you. Like, I feel like in the last few years, Kim's really stepped up her game of who she is, and which is another reason why I like took a step back and thought, why are you dating Pete Davidson?
That was so Pete will find his Cinderella one day, but
he will. He needs another job, first of all. I mean, he's unemployed.
He's not on Saturday Night Live anymore.
He left last season.
Oh, well, he could.
I'm sure we'll see him in some. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what he should do, I guess. He's good at it.
He's really good at writing comedy. And so, like, I'm sure I'm sure we'll see a movie with him in it. A silly slapstick.
Well, he was in that like bodies movie, whatever that was about. But yeah. I don't know. I've never been able to like hitch my wagon to Pete Davidson, but I don't know. I mean, he seems to be doing okay, but
well,
he had those two kids as surrogates because she could not have kids anymore naturally.
Is that what they said? Like she tried like for a certain amount of time?
I told you I watched the Kardashians.
I know. That's what I'm asking you. Honestly, like I didn't know that.
After her second child, I don't remember the exact reasoning, but it was like she basically almost died or something, or her vagina or something with it. Was injured or harmed or something. It was like really high risk. And then after that, they decided she can't have any more kids naturally.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But I mean, I figured it was something. I just thought it was interesting that she had two and then she decided to have two more. The fourth one was what I was like, you're having a fourth one. And they had their little baby, like right before they split. Like, I think they already probably were split. We just didn't know it.
Yeah. I think that all of the sisters should go to like therapy to pick better guys.
I totally agree. Cause I look at those women.
Courtney has found her prince.
Who is it?
It is Travis Barker, the drummer.
Yeah.
But they don't have any kids together. Now they're trying to have kids together. But she had three kids with that madman, Scott Disick. And I'm like, why would you keep having kids with this person? You know?
Right.
And obviously, Chloe with Tristan, like, Jesus Christ. I'll probably be representing his next baby mama at this point. Like,
the next thing we're going to find out is one of them's pregnant with Nick Cannon's baby. I mean,
that would actually be interesting.
He's on his 12th. So why not?
Well, you know, Kim used to date Nick Cannon.
Yes, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew
so that. She could just circle back. But I don't know if Nick Cannon is into the whole surrogacy thing. I think he likes
impregnating the children
naturally. Yeah. Yeah, but I also don't think he doubles back that many times. Like, I think it's like two.
Well, Mariah Carey, he had the twins, but his second baby mama, he had two kids with.
Yeah, two.
And then the girl that their baby just passed away last year is pregnant again. So I guess he was like, hey, I'll give you another one.
Yeah, I think after two, he's like, okay, move on.
He doesn't even make enough money to pay all those girls. He's paying like $25,000 a month to all those girls. I mean, like 12 babies. And don't even get me started on the fact that even if you can pay for the kids, like, don't think those kids are going to have a meaningful relationship with their dad, who's super busy out having to hustle and then getting a lot of other moms pregnant. I'm like, anyways, and he is friends with Kanye. He has made anti-Semitic remarks in the the back end as well. And it's just, it's a weird connection. I don't understand it.
Well, all it is like Black Israelites and the Black Hebrews and Hoteps and stuff. And in Utah, they don't have a lot of it, but in Houston, these people stand on the corners and they try to enlighten you on the real Jews. And everyone knows you avoid these people like the plague, because you could say, hi, good morning. And they were like, good morning is something that they taught you in slavery. You need to say X, Y, and Z, and you don't need to celebrate this, this, and this. And, you know, so it's like, you guys are just promoting Black Israelites or Black Jews, which everyone, no one takes them seriously. And, you know, Kyrie and Nick Cannon and Kanye West, and they do it because the whole philosophy is that Black men are kings and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm not saying that Black men aren't kings. I'm just saying that a lot of the things that they teach just are made up things.
Right.
So it has no like historical backing. It's just a lot of things that are being said.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I appreciate you explaining that. And that's why it's just coming out of this like left field of like, I don't understand like why. So the last thing I wanted to talk about real fast is that on Father's Day, Kim posted a Instagram picture of Kanye with their four kids. And she says, thank you for being the best dad to our babies and loving them the way you do. Happy Father's Day, Yi. So tell me, was that PR?
Of course it is. Okay. Kim is the queen of PR, honey. She is going to make sure she comes out of this looking like the damsel in distress, the queen of PR, the mother of the year. I'm never going to say anything negative about Kanye. Please. Please. Like, Kris Jenner probably made the post, first of all.
Yeah.
Like.
And then said, post this.
Yeah. And then send it to her social media team to post it. But make sure you add the filters first.
Yeah.
Make sure we all look good in the photo.
Exactly. Oh, and their kids are so cute. They're so cute. And we can just only hope that they're okay. They're healthy. They're happy. And they live in a different world. They will never know what it's like in down here in our level. I mean, $200,000 a month in child support is just insane. You know?
So, the funniest thing, though, is when Kanye doesn't pay it just because he doesn't want to.
Yeah. And we didn't really get into that, but, you know, it'll be interesting if with his big, huge decrease in child support, if we're going to see him back in court pretty quickly. And the headline will be Kanye is not paying his child support. So it'll be interesting.
I don't foresee them taking him to court for not paying his child support. What I do see them doing, mark my words, people, Kanye is going to complain about him not seeing his kids enough. And then that's when they're going to say, well, you don't even pay child support.
Yeah.
And Kim is going to make it seem like I was trying to protect you. But since you want to bring it up, you know, this is a private matter.
Yeah.
Because Kim is the queen of PR.
That's so true. She listens to her people that she pays millions and millions of dollars to.
She does listen. And had Kanye listened, he would probably still be making a bunch of money right now. But he's not.
He's not.
But he has money, so it's fine. You know, I'm sure he owns a lot of property and, you know, has venture capitalists on his, you know, in his phone, ready to pay money for whatever investments he has. So,
well, and he has all his music that he gets royalties from. So he's doing just fine. And
we won't see him at the homeless shelter anytime soon.
No. So no feeling sorry for your content. Yeah.
No feeling sorry for Kanye. No feeling sorry for Kim, though, either.
No. And it will be fun to see Kim's fourth wedding televised on because, you know, they're the closest we get to the royals. And she, when she did the wedding for Kanye, you bet I watched that because it was like amazing. So we'll wait for wedding number five. Fifth time's a charm, Kim. Fifth time's a charm.
Yeah, you know, I'll be interested to see if Kim, you know, tries a different flavor of the week. You know,
Black she will.
Has been her flavor, but I don't know. I don't think so. I think Kanye was right. Kanye said that her and Pete Davidson were never going to work because Kim likes Black men. Oh. And lo and behold, it did not work.
Yeah, it will be fun to see who she steps out with next. And don't you bet your bottom dollar we'll be talking about it. Go follow my Instagram, Jill Coyle. So thanks, Samantha. This is really fun. I love talking about stuff like this. So Merry Christmas, because this is our Christmas episode all about juicy gossip. We hope you have a really great, happy holiday. And we appreciate you following and liking No One Dies From Divorce. Thanks, Samantha. You're amazing. I love working with you. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed, please subscribe, follow, and share. I'd love to hear your questions and feedback. You can contact me at community@jillcoyle.com. See you next time. I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. Any advice given on the podcast is general and shall not be construed as legal advice. For listening to this episode, if you enjoyed, please subscribe, follow, and share. I'd love to hear your questions and feedback. You can contact me at community@jillcoyle.com. See you next time. I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. Any advice given on the podcast is general and shall not be construed as legal advice.